I want you to imagine spending Christmas Eve in the emergency room at the Foothills Hospital. There waiting in that department is a cross-section of Calgary, some bored and disinterested, others in pain and confused, others intoxicated and having been part of a brawl on 17th Avenue, others showing on their faces trauma and anxiety, looking for the least sign of hope in the air. Nighttime at the Foothills Emergency is not the place you want to spend Christmas Eve. Now take the elevator up to, I think it's the fourth floor. And there you go into the maternity wing. So different from the sprawling emergency department. Here there is exhilaration. There's vitality. There is new life palpable as soon as you walk in the door. It's kind of like the beautiful sound here this morning of children being children. There's life. There's vitality. There is people who are alive. Maybe there's a couple who has been longing to conceive and finally did. Perhaps there was a family waiting to receive another child into their home. Then suddenly, the cries of a new beginning. Those lively infants, they sort of sound like a chorus of ancient Israel announcing that a bright future has come after a long advent. Now, here's what I want to picture in your mind. Jesus Christ was born into a world much like the Foothills Emergency. And he came to sing the song of the maternity ward in the midst of all of this suffering. For here in Jesus is new life. Here in Jesus is the one who announces that the endless night is over, for here is a birth like no other. In that reading that Josephine did to us for us from Hebrews, we are reminded of what has happened in Jesus. In these last days, God has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom he has also created the world. In that night, the Word made flesh came down from heaven in order to bring to us the dawn of a new creation. He is the herald of a new life, Jesus Christ. He is the bringer of light to dispel our darkness, even as he made chaos into creation, as he parted day from night, as we read in the first chapter of Genesis. But here's the thing. In a world like this, sin, like the night, loves to walk in the dark. And the tragedy of the human race is the blindness that accompanies action in the hands of the powerful. Violence and war have been perpetuated over the course of centuries because of the darkness of sin. Racism, bigotry, all of those things that divide people, that lead to that sense of a kind of hopelessness, that blindness that comes from systemic evil. And the thing about a world like ours is so often there is this quest for domination and control that is the scar of sin. And it clouds the eyes of even the best of us in our places of work, in our country, in our church, in our families, in our friendships. Sin is the barrenness of the human story that has been transformed by the entry of God into the world. And so back in that passage from the Old Testament, Isaiah anticipates the maternity ward when he says, "Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Israel. Christ came so that we would no longer be bound by sin. Christ came for us to celebrate on this Christmas morning that the whole human family has been brought together by this baby. This baby who has come to break the reign of sin and death. At the very end of today's gospel, there's a verse that has come to capture my imagination more and more. In the reading that we had, the phrase talked about Jesus being in the heart of the Father. There's another translation that puts this a little bit differently, and let me read it now. No one has ever seen God. The only Son who is in the bosom of the Father has made him known. Did you catch that? It is such a poetical image. Jesus Christ being in the bosom of the Father. Imagine that intimacy. Imagine that unity. Imagine that sense of true community. And Christmas tells us that Jesus was willing to leave the bosom of the Father to come to our bosom. Jesus was willing to leave heaven to come to earth. He was willing to come to us. But beloved, here is the very heart of Christianity. The bosom is the most intimate place of each person. And each person has to decide for him or herself, will I allow Jesus who left the bosom of the Father come into my bosom? Who is Jesus Christ to you? Is he truly your personal Lord? Is he truly your personal Savior? Is Jesus the one to whom you turn? Because he is the one who truly gives life. Or is Jesus for you one who, well, I give him some time, but please, Jesus, do not get too close to me, and definitely do not come into my bosom. Imagine if parents who gave birth to a child at the hospital then left the baby there. Imagine a mother who would leave her child to another. Of course, in our world, these kinds of things do happen. And also in a world like this, there are many who say to Jesus, thank you, but no thank you. Keep your distance from me. I do not want you to get too close. But here's the thing about our baptism. Catholics, Christians who take their baptism seriously are like true parents. They want to nurture, they want to protect this child who has, in a profound way, been entrusted to our care. And maybe that's not something you think about much, that Jesus, in a particular way, because he has been born into this world, has been entrusted to our care. We are to nurture him. We are to love him the way in which a mother loves her baby at her breast. God's Son, in leaving the Father's bosom, wants to be given room today in our bosom. Christmas is the day when Jesus asks us the question, can I come home with you today? If we say to Jesus, yes, you can, how are we then going to care for him? Our faith is nothing less than embracing and feeding and loving the Christ who has been born to us today. Jesus must have a home in your home. Jesus must have a home in your heart. The Word must be nestled in our bosom and given room. So what kind of room is there for Jesus in your heart? Saint Teresa of Avila spoke about prayer as an interior castle that has seven rooms. And the more intimate we allow Jesus to be with us, the more closely we allow him to come into the mansion of our heart. And so today, may I encourage you to say, Jesus, I want you to come home with me. Jesus, I give thanks that you indeed were born in the maternity ward so that you could come into the emergency room of this world. And as we receive Jesus in the sacrament this morning, may we realize what is going on here. This is not just some sort of ritual that we go through every Sunday or every day. This is a way where when we by faith say, I know that this is Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity, we truly can take him into our heart, into our bosom, into our very lives. The Eucharist brings us light where there was once darkness. And the Eucharist challenges us to ignite the world with God's peaceful presence. When this Mass is ended, we go forth to love and serve the Lord. We are children of God because of the child that has been born on this day. God has spoken to us for all time in the Word made visible, the God made a child in Jesus. Isaiah said, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Thanks be to God that Jesus truly has been born into the world, and no darkness can ever extinguish this light. May you this day renew your commitment to Jesus. May you this day say, Jesus, I want you evermore to come into the bosom of my life, because you are willing to leave the bosom of the Father to come to me.